Eye on Health when we get into all things to do with our health and fitness, our well-being here living in the Emirates. I've got Eileen Domiati, Editor-in-Chief of Women's Health and Fitness, joining me. And we're going to return to an article we're in the middle of, Why Anger is Good for You, in just a moment. But first, let me just give you a heads up about a survey we're running here on Dubai Eye and how you can get involved. We'd love to hear from you, love to hear your thoughts and feedbacks on how to, what you'd like to hear really, on Dubai Today and of course on all the shows that feature on Dubai Eye. All you have to do is go to our website, DubaiEye1038.com, and click on the link that's at the top of the page in the toolbar. It's in red. It says, Talk to Dubai Eye. Please do. Talk to us. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the station and make it even better. And it's a very short survey. It just takes a few moments. And there is a possibility that you would go forward then to be part of our focus group on Dubai Today. So we really get to hear what you want. And there is money involved. You get 200 dirhams, I believe, if you become one of the people in the focus group. So go ahead, do it. We've just got a few days, so we really want your support, really want to hear what your feedback is about the station. DubaiEye1038.com is the website. Now, Eileen, why anger is good for you. Now, anger doesn't have to dictate our behaviour. It can be used to create positive changes. Really? Truly? I mean, when we think about anger, it just has to be a bad thing. Nobody wants to see anger, be on the receiving end of anger. And really, do we want to be angry ourselves?
No, we don't. But it is a raw emotion and it's there for a reason. We need to know, why are we angry? Maybe it's actually highlighting something that is wrong in our life. So use it to its for, you know, in the most positive way possible, and find out, why is it that you are angry? Maybe there's an emotional issue that you need to deal with that you're putting on the back burner, but it is making you angrier and angrier as the days go on. And or maybe there's a situation or you know, something that you you're compromising in your life a lot of. You're having a lot of compromise, and it is one of the side effects is anger.
Mm.
So it's important to deal with it. This is why we're trying to highlight that. You know, anger is there for a reason. It's something that you need to deal with. Of course, how you deal with it is very, very important as well. We give you some ways of how you can deal with it positively, and not to ignore it and not let it take over your system.
Mm. You reference a book in the article, The Dance of Anger, by psychologist Harriet Lerner, and she says our anger may tell us that we are not addressing an important emotional issue, or that too much of ourself is being compromised in a relationship. Just as physical pain tells us to take our hand off the hot stove, the pain of anger preserves the very integrity of ourself. So it is about listening to yourself, and if you are getting angry, why? And certainly when it's a change in behaviour, or any time, and like you say, what's it indicating? Is it something else? Is it a dissatisfaction? Is it that you feel you are compromising in your life somehow, and the way that dissatisfaction's showing itself is through anger? You know, you snap at somebody, you're angry, and you think, actually, and the person on the receiving end's thinking, well, that was kind of a bigger reaction than what was deserved. It's not actually about that. It was the anger's coming from somewhere else about something else.
True, and I think it's important to know that. Actually, I find this very obvious in the UAE specifically, because I think, I don't know whether it's because we are, maybe it's the heat that makes us a little bit more stressed, or, you know, getting in out of the car, trying to do so many things, and it's humid and it's hot, and people are stressed in that sense, and they get angry and it's pent up inside them, and then for some smaller issue, they just lose it. And you think, my goodness, what was that about? And I find this visible maybe once or twice a week in a car park, where, you know, you know people are just lose it, or they can't wait, they have no patience. And I do sometimes think that there's something else going on behind this person. It's not just the actual situation they are in at that minute, that there is something, you know, much, much deeper that needs to be dealt with. But
getting angry all the time, are you feeling that anger and wondering why? So identify the triggers, what it is that's making you lose your temper. Then note the physical cues as well. So watch for the physical signs that suggest you're losing your cool. For example, tightness around the chest. We mentioned this, that general muscular tension, or a change in your breathing.
Yeah.
Observe your behaviour and know your limits. So if you kind of make those checks and understand that, walk away from a situation before it gets out of hand. If it's something you know, or a person you know, that makes you angry, don't put yourself in that person's space. Express yourself. This is really key, isn't it? To be able to communicate how you're feeling.
Yes, again, as the longer that you have the emotions suppressed, the worse the outcome, really. So, you know, if you think that you're going to be in a situation where you're going to lose it, it's better off to back away than actually say something that you know afterwards you're going to regret.
But equally, if you feel that rather than suppressing it, you need to talk about it, you're going to feel better if you've shared that rather than holding on to it.
Yeah, well, we put a little piece together on which I think is actually quite a good idea, of putting your anger onto paper and writing down. Because sometimes you can't say words when you are angry, and you will regret it. And maybe just writing the words down, or getting the feelings that you have that are negative towards something or a situation, writing it down and actually burning it, and maybe just having that release of that particular emotion for that particular event that's been building up inside you, then it's suddenly gone into puff of smoke. Mm-hmm.
We are only human, though. You know, it is natural to feel frustrations and anger, possibly, but it is about how you manage that anger and, you know, to feel better and to feel happier with yourself and with your world. Definitely what's coming through this article is understanding it, understanding the triggers, being able to identify what it is that makes you angry and what it is that makes you relax and happy. So when you're feeling that negativity, go and remove yourself and put yourself into a place that you feel good, and that's totally fine. We don't have to get stuck in and stick at something that's really making us unhappy.
I think that you will, I think later in the show you're having your Prince Emir the boxer. I mean, he will definitely tell you that if you are feeling angry, not that you take it out on another human being, but the actual the event in itself, that physical exertion, you know, will help you relieve any of tension or stress that you may be having. And I mean, it's a known fact that exercise does have that effect on the body.
So any exercise will help you.
Any exercise, yeah.
And I think definitely even moving from one room to another helps. As simple as that. But no, you're right. Physical exercise, that process that your body goes through, really distresses you, doesn't it? And I think then if you do that regularly, you probably find that you don't get angry very often at all.
Yeah, you've released those nice happy endorphins through the body. So, you know, you have that good shot of happiness going through you. So I think it's you know, even if you're not angrier, you might be just feeling low or not in the mood or you know, I think it's a way of taking you out of a situation or a place and taking you into another world for the hour or however much time you can allow yourself. So it's a good thing.
Okay, well, that's anger. We've ticked that box, I think, for now. read the full article in Women's Health and Fitness. Lots of articles, but one that caught our eye and something we don't actually speak about that much on the show, and we really should do, is about pregnancy.
Yeah.
So going to something completely different, one hopes, and in such a lovely place of pregnancy, but preparing for pregnancy.
Yes, I can see it obvious every day as I take my little one into nursery. One woman is pregnant and carrying two off her hand, or she's just given birth and carrying a newborn in while she's taking the other one. I mean, it is a fantastic place to have kids. We're blessed here. So I think why we put this article together is that planning a pregnancy is very important. It isn't something that, you know, you should just take as on a whim. There's a lot of things to take into consideration. Between your health, your finances, and what will happen to your career once you have a baby. And of course, knowing, you know, is how easy is it going to be for you to have a baby, and will you actually get pregnant when you want to? You know, it's not always guaranteed that when you actually decide that you're going to have a baby that it's going to happen.
Okay, and it being in the best place health-wise, so if you are planning it and having the time for it, what was the sort of biggest thing that came out from this article that you learned that you thought, for somebody like yourself who's had three pregnancies, three children, what would you say is really the key, absolute, if you're going to prioritise?
Oh, I don't know, really, because there's a lot of them. Because, I have a lot of friends who are leaving it longer and longer to have their babies because of their careers, and hence they're having lots of difficulties then when they want to get pregnant. So, deciding, you know, where is your career going to come in this? Can you put it on the back burner? Will you put it on the back burner? Are you going to be a happier person that you've put your career on the back burner to have your babies? Because you're going to have to. And if you are privileged enough to be able to get someone to help you to raise your child while you are continuing with your career, then fine. But it's something you need to plan. I think for me, I found that because of the laws of the country that, you know, you only get about 45 days of pregnancy leave, and that's quite a short period of time if you compare it to Europe. So you need to take this into consideration as well.
Yeah, the economic situation and also being at your optimum health as well. And, you know, really, again, and like anything, when you're planning, when you've got the luxury of time to plan something, it's all the better the experience, one hopes. So, yeah, it's good advice. It's a really interesting read, planning a pregnancy and all that goes with that. It's quite an extensive feature. So do check it out if it's something that's on your mind at the moment.